Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting third. The left fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbach. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bevens. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Bevens. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cuccinello. The throw from Garbark and he is safe. Cuccinello steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields the ball and throws to Bevens covering. Safe. Cuccinello scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh moves to third. Lopat moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up towards short. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grimes. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Garbark and he is out, Crosetti applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-1 in the game. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickshott. The throw from Garbark and he is out, Crosetti applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-1 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Martin moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-1 in the game. Metheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Cuccinello moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh is walked intentionally. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. Hockett scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Steinbeck, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Tresh scores. Lopat goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive towards first. Etten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Garbark moves to second. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garbark scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sternweiss. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Joe Page now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Page juggles the ball. That's an error on page. Cuccinello moves to third. Hockett moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to home. Garbark drops the ball. Cuccinello scores. Michaels moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 7-2, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lopat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Garbark and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tresh scores. Lopat moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Lopat moves to third. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-3 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopat scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page fires to first and picks off Schock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields the ball and throws to second. Michaels drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Michaels. Etten moves to second. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Milosevic now playing shortstop. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milosevic misplays the ball. That's an error on Milosevic. Dickshott moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello moves to third. Hockett moves to second. It's 11-2, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Metheny strikes out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Steinbach moves to third. Don Savage pinch hits for Joe Page. Don Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Garbark moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, White Sox. Mike Milosevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milosevic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Milosevic reaches second base with a double. Garbark scores. Sternweiss goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-5, White Sox. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Gettle now pitching. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lopat for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milosevic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Etten hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 3 in the game. Metheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Grimes moves to third. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dickshott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Milosevic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Crompton pinch hits for Al Gettle. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Sternweiss reaches third base with a triple. Mike Milosevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milosevic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milosevic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Sternweiss scores. It's 11-6, White Sox. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.